Hello and a very warm welcome to you once again for another edition of the French Football Weekly podcast with me, Chris Oakley. Just me once again for the third and final time. You'll probably be pleased to hear my co-presenter, my co-podder, Andrew Gibney, is probably, as we speak actually, heading back to the UK after a trip over to Jamaica, which I'm sure some of you already know about. On account of the fact that he's gone over there to get married. He is now a married man, I can confirm. No notable trace just yet that it's actually changed his personality in any way, but I suppose we'll only find that out for certain next week when he returns back to the show. But anyway, another congratulations to you, Andrew, if you're listening in. Glad it all went well and glad you had a great trip. But it's me just holding the fort again, as I say, for a third and final week. Primarily, my business is to give you a quick roundup of all the action in week 28 of Ligue 1. But let's start off with a quick review of the action that went on during the course of this week just past, namely Champions League and European League action. And, it's sad news, really, from a French perspective. All three clubs that were left in European competition have now sadly been eliminated during the week in the Champions League. Lyon travelled to the Bernabeu Stadium to play Real Madrid. It finished 3-0 on the night to Real Madrid. That's a 4-1 aggregate victory over Lyon. Comprehensive victory there. So sadly, Lyon are out. Similarly for Marseille, they had to travel to Old Trafford and also lost. It was they went there with a 0-0 first leg result in the bag, which was probably a good place to start from. But that man, Hernandez, for Man United, he got the two goals for the home side. A Wes Brown own goal gave Marseille a little bit of hope towards the end. 9 minutes from the end, they got their goal back. And it was all a bit frantic at the end, but Manchester United ran out the winners there. Marseille, I saw that match, and you know, Marseille didn't play too bad. But Man United were really piling on the pressure. They really just went for it. And they did, to be fair, look the superior side, to my mind. There we are, Marseille out of the Champions League as well. In the Europa League, PSG, they were at home to Benfica on Thursday night, I think it was, and it finished at a 3-2 aggregate victory for Benfica, 1-1 on the night. A Mathieu Bodmer equaliser on the night, not enough, unfortunately, to get Paris Saint-Germain through to the next round. So that's it. That's the end of the road, unfortunately. The European campaigns for all the French clubs involved are now at an end. I'm sorry to report. Anyway, there you go. A quick review of what's been going on the week. Let's now focus on all the action from Ligue 1 that's been going on this weekend. I'm speaking to you. This is Sunday evening. I'm actually recording this, unfortunately, while the final match of the weekend is still going on. The match between Marseille and Paris Saint-Germain, the Classico. I can give you a quick update. As I speak, there's, 6 minutes remaining of the match. It's 2-1 to Marseille. As I speak, Gabriel Heinze and André Ayew with two goals in the first sort of 35 minutes of the game. Chantôme got an equaliser for Paris Saint-Germain on 27 minutes, but it could be heading for a Marseille victory. Looks like it's a tremendous match, actually, from what I've seen of your tweets on Twitter during the course of the evening. Sadly, I haven't been able to see any of the match myself, but there we are. Probably the match will finish, probably by the time I finish this podcast, in which case I'll give you an update, all of which, of course, is totally inconsequential, because you could be listening to this many, many weeks in advance. But there we are. It gives me a sense of purpose, anyway, to give you an update. Anyway, that game put to one side, let's just review all the action from the weekend. We'll start off with another win for Lille. They remain top of the Ligue 1 table. They travelled to Brest at the weekend. It finished 2-1 to Lille, but it was by no means an easy match for the league leaders. Lille took the lead through Benoît Lesmoumier on 19 minutes. And in fact, Brest did seem to be the stronger of the two teams in the early exchanges. It was a good goal, actually, from a tight angle for Lesmoumier, but sadly the home side's joy was short-lived. 38 minutes gone, Lille got their first goal. A nice 1-2, actually, between Eden Hazard and Gervinho, who wrong-footed Steve Alana in the Brest goal. Very nice goal indeed, and that partnership there between Hazard and Jovinho is just really paying dividends. A really nice little partnership they've got going there. Lille doubled their tally on 53 minutes, a surging run by Jovinho, who set up Moussa Sow to score once again. Johnny on the spot, as he always is, and he got his 19th of the season, as I say, 8 minutes into the second half. That's essentially how the scoreline stayed for the rest of the game. Brest did sort of come back, had a couple of chances towards the end, but Lille did hang on. And so Lille remain at the top. As we, well, some of you all know, Lille are still waiting for their first league title since 1954. And the way things are going, you know, they may very well get it. They're certainly doing tremendously well. They're grinding out the results. Now then, things were made even better for Lille this weekend by virtue of the fact that two of their main rivals in the title chase, Lyon and Rennes, both drew 1-1 on Saturday. And this was a really devastating draw for Lyon for reasons which we'll come on to in a moment. But needless to say that Lyon took the lead after 36 minutes through Bafétimbi Gomis. It was Lisandro Lopez's shot, which was essentially deflected in by Gomis. And everything was going tickety-boo for Lyon, from what we can make out. They were looking pretty comfortable. Things got even better for Lyon when Victor Hugo Montaño was sent off after 65 minutes. And so, you know, Rennes down to 10 men, Lyon coasting, all looked very cosy indeed. Looked like the 3 points were going to go to the home side. But Rennes redoubled their efforts, even though they were a man down, and eventually Kevin Théophile Catherine scored an equaliser 3 minutes from the end to make it 1-1. And even though Lyon sort of put in a few last sort of late efforts, frantic efforts through Kallstrom and Lacazette, the match finished 1-1. And like I say, Lyon were absolutely devastated. Of course, they, as I've just mentioned earlier on, they already were eliminated during the week from Europe, so they were kind of feeling probably a bit down as a result of that anyway. But they needed to keep their momentum going in the title chase. They've been playing really well recently. But to lose 2 points just in the last couple of minutes of the game was really terrible. Claude Puel, the Lyon coach, pretty much said afterwards, you know, that yes, they can still win the title, but the percentages are not now so great, which is, I suppose, fair enough. But I wouldn't write off Lyon's chances quite just yet myself. I think they're still playing fantastic football, and every chance of pipping Lille to the post if they can just keep going. But they were very disappointed. I mean, it was noticeable that the players, as they left the pitch, just didn't want to sort of speak to any of the reporters or anything. They were just absolutely gutted, to coin a phrase. The one thing, of course, going in Lyon's favour is that we've got an international break coming up this week, so they will at least get a bit of a chance to recover and regroup. And, you know, all being well for them, they should come back and pick up from where they left off with their form directly before that Champions League match against Real Madrid this week. Elsewhere in Ligue 1, there was a fair old beating for Montpellier. They lost 4-1 at home to relegation strugglers Lens. Lens were 3-0 up inside 35 minutes. Goals from Kanga Akali, Yoris Marvaux with an own goal, and Sebastian Rudé volley. And, well, Montpellier were just reeling from that. They got a goal back through Gary Boccoli's spectacular long-range strike after 57 minutes. But just on the off chance that there might have been a bit of a recovery on the cards, Lens sealed it with an Issam Djemal goal just after the hour mark. That's his fifth of the season, and that made it 4-1. So that's Lens's first win in 8 games, and it does rather derail Montpellier's efforts to get into Europe next season. Fantastic win for Lens. It does, unfortunately, it does nothing to alter their position in the league. They're still next to bottom. I'll give you an update on the league table in just a few short moments. But nonetheless, a morale-boosting win for Lens. Elsewhere, Saint-Étienne, they drew 0-0 at Lorient. A game which Lorient really were the better team in, to be fair. They had like 60% of the possession. They had most of the shots. But it finished 0-0 nonetheless. A point better than nothing. As I mentioned, I think last week, Saint-Étienne have pretty much already now matched their sum total of points from last season with, 10 weeks to go? They've done well already. And they may yet get into Europe, for all we know. They may sneak a place in the Europa League, but I think it may take a bit more of an effort on their part in the remaining weeks of this season. Valenciennes, they drew 2-2 against Bordeaux. Bordeaux starting well in that game, but it was a fairly uneventful first half. They kind of cancelled each other out. But Valenciennes went 2-0 up. The first goal coming from Gael Danich, who smashed the ball in on 36 minutes, and he scored again. A nice 1-2 with Renaud Coard, and he rounded the keeper, Carrasso, and fired in just before the hour mark, and that was 2-0 to Valenciennes with about half an hour remaining. But Bordeaux put in the necessary donkey work really in the last 10 minutes. Brazilian Juicy scoring on 81 minutes. Michael Chiani with a very nice looping header over the keeper 5 minutes from the end to salvage a point, and Bordeaux will be happy enough with that. Still looking a little unlikely to get into Europe, I think, this season, but they've kind of steadied the ship, I think it's fair to say, Bordeaux a little bit. They've been a bit erratic in previous weeks, not playing as well as I think they'd like to. But there we are, just keeping things together at the moment. So Valenciennes, I'm sure, will be disappointed by that as they slip a little nearer towards the relegation zone. So what else we got? There was a 2-0 win for Orzeiro versus Sochaux. Both goals coming from Irenios Yellen, bringing his total for the season to 5. He limped off towards the end of the game. Not quite sure to what extent his injury, how bad his injury was. I don't know if any of you can maybe get in touch with us via Twitter or via the website or something like that. If you happen to know, I'm not sure if it was a serious injury or not. Of course, Yellen missed most of the first half of the season because of an injury, but he was replaced late on. I'm not sure. I think he may have been taken off as a precaution, but if we can find that out and get back to you on the next podcast, then hopefully we will. But anyway, a good 2-0 win for Auxerre as they tried to pull away from the relegation zone. And also on Saturday, a 1-1 draw between Toulouse and Nice. Santander giving the home side the lead after 27 minutes. But Mauro Seto turned in Eric Mulungwi's cross into his own net with the last kick of the game. Can you believe that? How gutting must that be? So Nice, against all odds, managed to get their equaliser right at the very end of the game. Again, Toulouse hoping to get into Europe, and they will have been really disappointed by that. The manner in which that equaliser went in right at the end. So that's that. So those are the Saturday games. There were three games. I'll say there's three games scheduled for today, Sunday, as I speak to you. One of them is coming to an end, I think, as we speak. The match I've mentioned earlier on between Marseille and PSG. As I look now, it's still 2-1 to Marseille. 4 minutes into injury time. So unless something along the lines of that Nice match I just mentioned there happens, I think that's going to be another 3 points for Marseille. I should be able to give you a fully updated league table before we finish today, hopefully. But anyway, there were two other games going on earlier today on Sunday, namely the match between Caen and Arles. That finished 2-0 to Caen, and as some of you, I'm sure, will remember, the Arles have only actually won one game all season, and that was against Caen. But Caen at home managed to revenge that. It was a Johan Mollo free kick, which went in very nicely, curled in. Vincent Plante couldn't stop the ball, so that was 1-0 to Caen after 79 minutes. And that man again, Youssef El Arabi, he scored 5 minutes later on the 84th minute. That's his 14th for the season. And his third goal in the last four games, so he's doing tremendously well, and that's exactly the sort of form that Caen need if they're to make any progress up the table, of course. So they've been missing him for parts of the season, or at least his goal-scoring form, at least. But he got the second goal of the two, so a good win for Caen. And, the way things are looking, we could be seeing Arles relegated in the next couple of weeks. That's game weeks as opposed to calendar weeks. But yes, with probably as little as sort of 8 weeks remaining in the season, Caen could, as many as 8 weeks of the season remaining, Caen. Oh, excuse me, I'm getting it all wrong. Let me start again. I'll get my teeth in once and for all. Right, clear the throat. With as many as 8 weeks remaining to the end of the season, we could be seeing Arles-Avignon relegated, and that won't come as any kind of shock to anyone. Apologies for that. And the last game to give you news of is the match between Monaco and Nancy, a real six-pointer there. It finished 1-0 to Nancy. André Louis heading in a corner for Nancy on 19 minutes. Monaco had a golden opportunity to equalise in that game. They got a penalty. Alexandre Cuvier, he handballed in the area, in the penalty area, but Chu Young Park's penalty was saved by the Nancy keeper Damien Gregorini. So it finished 1-0 in that game, a valuable 3 points for Nancy, but Monaco remain stuck down near the bottom of the table. So let's have a look at the table. I'm just looking, they're 5 minutes into injury time now in the game between Marseille and PSG. I shall give you the table on the assumption that that game hasn't finished yet. Okay, that sounds fair enough, I think, doesn't it? So a quick look at the table then. As we mentioned before, Lille are still there on 55 points. Five clear of Rennes on 50. Lyon are on 49. Marseille, at the moment, 48, although they will go up to 51, of course, if they finish off that match with a victory against PSG. PSG were fifth on 45 points. Then it's Saint-Étienne on 39, Montpellier 39, Bordeaux and Lorient 38 points each in 8th and 9th place respectively, and Toulouse in 10th place on 37. Bottom of the table, Arles with just 12 points. Above them, Lens, having had that fantastic victory over Montpellier, they're on 28, just a point now behind Monaco on 29. And then just above them, Auxerre, another good win there we just mentioned, Auxerre on 32 points. Above them, Valenciennes, slipping badly on 33. Nice, trying to pull away on 34. Unbeaten in four games they are now. Then it's Nancy in 14th place on 35. They're one of four teams on 35 points. It's Nancy, Caen, Brest and Sochaux, all on 35 points. It's still pretty close, really, if you consider that Auxerre, one place above the relegation zone, they're on 32 points at the moment. If they win, they go up to halfway up the table, 11th place. So lots still to play for, although perhaps not if you're Arles-Avignon, of course. Just to finally wrap up, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, we've got an international break this week. Luxembourg are the team that France will be playing on Friday night. France travelling to Luxembourg, of course. They've already played Luxembourg once in these Euro 2012 qualifiers. It was a 2-0 win for France in Paris, I think probably it's fair to say that on previous form this should be another 3 points for France. Of course, France are top of their group, Group D, in the Euro 2012 qualifiers, and let's give you a few stats just to put that all in perspective. In all the competitive matches that France have played against Luxembourg, France have scored 50 goals and Luxembourg have scored just 5. I think you can see where this one's going. Luxembourg haven't scored in any of the last four competitive games they've played against France. And indeed, the last time Luxembourg beat France was back in 1914. Yes, everyone, what I'm saying to you is get your betting slip and get down to your local betting shop or your bookmaker and put a bet on France to win. Now, that's not going to be much of a bet, is it, quite frankly? I don't think you're going to get very good odds on that. But anyway, there it is. As I say, France currently top of the group on 9 points out of a possible 12, just ahead of Belarus by 1 point, and Luxembourg at the bottom of the group. So keep your eye open for that. I'm not sure if that match is going to be on British TV, but you never know, it could be on ESPN or something like that. Have a look around, see what you can find. So there we are, that's what you've got coming up this week, and that is indeed it for another French Football Weekly podcast. Just to give you the usual details, please do get in touch with us on Twitter. The account to look for, if you're not following us already, is at French FT Weekly. That's at French FT Weekly, FT as in short for football. Many of you already have been following us and sending us messages and including us in your Follow Friday messages as well, which we thank you so much for. It really is wonderful just to see you all following us on Twitter. It's absolutely superb. At Andrew JS3, that's Andrew _JS3, got in touch, actually. He sent me a message during the week to basically say, yeah, what's the best way to keep up up to date on French football, as in, you know, where can I watch French football? I was only too happy to give him what advice I had, which is essentially to get along to Bet365's website. If you register on there, then you will see video streaming feeds at the weekends whenever there's French football on. You know, not ideal, but better than nothing in the absence of proper French football coverage on British TV. So thanks for asking the question. That's the sort of thing exactly we like. We like to be able to help out on anyway. That's our recommendation, Bet365. Not that we're, you know, advocating a life of gambling and that kind of thing, but, you know, if your partner or your loved one is looking over your shoulder when you're on the Bet365 website, you know, all you got to say is, look, you know, I'm trying to watch French football here. I'm not wasting money on, you know, betting on horses or anything like that. It's just, it's all above board and legal. Just send them my details if you get in any trouble. But anyway, that's that. What am I witchering on about? Alternatively, of course, we have a website, and the address for that is frenchfootballweekly.wordpress.com. That's frenchfootballweekly.wordpress.com. Lots of stuff on there. As I mentioned before, we've got wonderful Ligue 2 reports and previews from Lee Garrity. Very nicely written indeed. You should catch up with those. I don't think we've got any on there this week, unfortunately, but hopefully Lee will be back next week. We've also got videos and lots of extra supplemental information to go along with these very podcasts to which you are listening now. So there we are. In addition, one final thing just to point out for you, if you want to hear more from me, which is unlikely, I know, but if you want to hear more from me, I also am involved with another podcast called The Sound of Football, which I record, well, it's supposed to be every week. We get the occasional technical problem, which prohibits us from doing that. But do join me, Terry DeFellin and Graham Sibley, for the Sound of Football podcast, which you can download via iTunes, or indeed you can go to footballfairground.com/soundoffootball to catch that. Alternatively, of course, if you want to hear from Andrew, especially this week now that he's going to be back from Jamaica, you can catch him on the Gibb Football Show podcast, and you can find that by going to gibbfootballshow.co.uk/podcasts. So that's gibbfootballshow.co.uk/podcasts and footballfairground.com/soundoffootball if you just can't get enough of our voices every week. So that's it. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you'll join us again next week when we'll be back to a two-man team. How exciting. But until then, from me, Chris Oakley, thank you very much indeed for listening. Bye-bye for now.